The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, yeah.
All right. You know what time it is.
You know what time it is. Tea and crumpets with Chuck and Billy.
Not your cup of tea and crumpets.
Yeah, not your cup of tea and crumpets. There you go. That's better. Not your cup of tea and biscuits. All right. I'm going to transition out of that fun stuff. Anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Woo, we're so good at that. It's crazy.
It's not bad, is it?
No, we're really good at that.
Almost harmony.
Yeah. It's almost sounding really good.
We're not quite boys to men yet.
Yeah, we're not there. We're not in that aspect. We don't have
we're
that.
We're not quite boys to men, but
yeah. You know.
We're just
new kids on the block.
We're new boys.
New boys on the block, yeah.
new boys that are wannabe men on the block.
New old men on the block.
Yeah.
That's all. You guys wear Depends or
not yet.
You hear the crinkle? Squishy. It's squishy.
Oh man, I wish I had a bag that I could crumple up for.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
That'd be so funny.
Gotta get some sound effects in here for that.
I know.
Then you hear.
Ew.
I want to get the. Remember what I was saying last time? I wanted to get John DeVito's daughter to do the ew like she did. She was like, ew. It was so awesome.
Ew.
Let me sell you.
Well, it's better than when you're shopping in Walmart or somewhere like that and you happen to walk past, like, couple kids in an aisle, and one's picking something up, going ill. Did you see that?
Ill.
I've heard that so many times.
It's you.
Ill.
Get it right, Mister. It's you.
Ill.
Ow.
Like, what are the words that people say that tick you off the most? Like,
whatever.
Everybody's got.
I hate the word whatever. I can't stand that word. No, I'm like, if you say, hey, whatever, dude, like, that's fine. But if it's just like, whatever.
It's like spelling. There's always like people that spell words a certain way and it's wrong. It's spelled wrong using the context they're using it in.
Yeah.
So it drives people nuts when you're reading it, like especially comments online or something.
Yeah.
You're reading an online post and somebody's commenting and they're like, they're saying something about they're over in whatever. And it's spelled like.
T-H-E-R-E
there.
That drives me nuts too.
You know, it's they are, so it's you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just drives me nuts. But some of the words that people say, like Valentine's.
Or my birthday.
Valentine's Day. And I know that's like it's something. Sometimes people can't help it.
I get it.
But I know that everybody's got something that people say or do that drives them nuts. And what are yours?
I hate when people say, hey, you know what? Today's my birthday.
Birthday.
It's birthday.
It's a birthday.
Today's my birthday.
It's not really your birthday, but.
No, it's not my birthday. That's not till July. I'll be 51.
51.
Here comes more pain.
Hey, that was it. That was the age Walter White found out he had cancer.
Great, thanks.
Oh, no.
Love you too, Bill. Love you too.
You know, I had to.
It's all good.
Valentine's.
So me and Billy are both exhausted.
Yeah.
Billy has a more better reason, I guess. The dog.
I think doesn't matter.
No, I do. It's pain. It's a pain.
New puppy. Yeah. So the puppy's going crazy in the house, like Tasmanian devil through the house, and she's a girl.
Yeah.
She's like a hurricane. And then she has moments, you know, she has to. When she finally falls asleep, like she'll play her heart out.
Yeah.
Right? She will play her heart out. It's a good thing we have all the toys that we do.
Yeah.
Because I got so many toys for Harper, and then Trin would come back with a bunch of toys every time she went out.
Yeah.
She would come back with a bunch of toys. So, or one or two toys. So it adds up. We have like three baskets of toys. And it's a good thing because this puppy pulls all of them out. My living room looks like it threw up a bunch of dog toys. Pretty much. And so she's dragging them around. And now she doesn't know which one to play with. So she goes and plays with one. Then she jumps over to another one and starts playing with that one. Then she jumps over to another one and plays with that one. Well, lo and behold, she finds the fart toy.
Oh, God.
There's a little poop emoji toy.
Yeah.
That farts if you hit it on the floor or if you, you know, knock it with your nose. Or And she's been playing with that nonstop. And then Trent reminded me I have this ball that bounces by itself. You know, so we found that and put that on the floor, and she's going nuts with it, right? So she's trying to grab the ball. Then she sees another toy that she wants to play with. So she tries to go over to the other toy, and then the ball is bouncing, so she goes back to the ball. She's going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, she wears herself out.
Yeah.
You know, and the ball, of course, we let it go until it dies.
Yeah.
It's a rechargeable, bouncy ball that just bounces by itself.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's neat, and it lights up and everything. But it's keeping her busy.
It makes her tired.
Otherwise, she's trying to jump over the couch into the other room, and I'm like, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah. It's like
do that.
It's like Momo used to do. We had the couch, the way we had the couch, he would jump off the back of it onto the floor, and I'm like, dude, you're going to break your legs. You're little. Knock it off.
Yeah, she's a German Shepherd puppy, so her paws are really, really huge. Her legs are really long. And her body hasn't quite caught up to the long legs, huge ears. All right, so they're standing up, right? Her ears are standing. I call them satellites. Her satellites are up. Yeah, they're so big. And then when she runs, they haven't quite, like, you know, fully developed, like, the cartilage in them.
Yeah.
So they flop every time she runs. And they're like, doof, 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 doof. And she runs, man. I put her outside in the yard. She runs. She runs and runs and runs, and then I still wonder where she gets the energy from.
I don't know. I wish I had that kind of energy.
Yeah.
I have none. Like, working, I'm like, am I done yet? Oh, okay, it's only 4. Dang it.
Worst case, right, too, is I have to figure out when she needs to go, right? Because yeah. She doesn't really give us too many cues.
Yeah.
Like, I finally figured out how she, like, has to go pee.
Yeah.
But she doesn't go towards anything, or she just kind of goes to the wooden part of the floor.
Yep.
Starts whining a little and walking back and forth. And I'm like, oh, we got to go.
That's good. Get her out there. No.
Yep. But she sometimes doesn't do that. Sometimes she just is playing and playing and playing and playing. Then all of a sudden she just goes over, stops and pees. And then I'm like, ah, darn it.
Stop it.
Man.
Yeah. It's. So remember when we gave a shout out to Julio?
Yeah.
He's listening right now. So he was like, dude, you guys are amazing. I didn't think you were going to do that. You guys are so funny. He was like, I was laughing. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, okay. And then you started laughing when we were going, Julio.
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 Julio. Hell yeah.
Yeah, maybe...
Yeah, gotta make Chantel say it.
Yeah.
Like, his name is Julio.
She would say it like that.
It's my name's Chantel. It's 52 degrees steering here.
cold out.
The humidity is 80, like, per song. You're welcome, Chuck and Billy. Thanks, Chantel. My name's Chantel.
Yeah, she would say it like that if it was written in front of her. This is Chantel, and that's Julio.
There's Julio over here. He's so cool.
Chantel, it's Julio. No, it's Julio.
Well, it's a J, so there's no H. It's,
how does
no
J sound like H?
How does it sound like an H? You're stupid.
Well, Chantel, then how does Chantel, how does... CH sound like shh.
Cause, whatever. My name's Chantel. You're stupid. I'm telling my dad.
That's it.
I'm telling on you.
I hope it gets to be 30 fear in here.
Me too. Fear in here.
Fear in here.
So cool.
His name's always going to be Julio.
Julio McGree.
And my name is Chantel.
My name's not Chantel, it's Chantel.
Chantel.
Again, Chantel. How's it? Shh. Just shh. My name's Chantel. Stupid. I don't even understand. I just don't get it. I was practicing Beetlejuice's voice, dude. I did pretty good, but then I started like losing it, and I was like, "Yeah."
Yeah, if you do it too much, you kind of like go off track.
Yeah, it was so bad. Hey, what you doing?
Well, I studied at Juilliard.
Like,
every single time.
Every single time I say it. Then I was like, save that stuff for later.
Save that for later.
People were like, ew, he spit on the radio? Gross. Dude, it's almost lunchtime.
It is almost lunchtime.
I hope all you guys are going to go get your Burger King and McDonald's, because that's all I ever anyone see. That's all I see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or your Starbucks with your cheese.
I heard there's a new sub place coming in.
Isn't it Jersey Mike's?
Jersey Mike's. Yeah.
Goodbye, Subway.
Well, I mean, no, everybody has their different, their different ways. And Jersey Mike's will be definitely new, something different. People are going to want to try it out.
Probably last 20 minutes, like Chili's. I don't think Chili's was bad. Busy. I don't think Chili's was bad. I think it was the customer service, which was horrible.
That's usually what it is, though.
Every time I went in there, man.
Most of the time, it's a man handling issue. It's an employee issue. It's a managerial issue. Mm-hmm. It's usually what makes it go down the tubes.
Well, it was like every time I went in there, it was always the same person. Every time, attitude problem. It was like, okay, you don't have to give me an attitude because you're upset. Like, because I asked for something and she didn't bring it.
Unfortunately, when you're in customer service, you're servicing customers. So you can't have the attitude. You want to. You get these customers that you want to have an attitude.
Oh, yeah.
With.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can't. You just can't. That's the job.
If I
you could go home and
scream into a pillow.
Yeah, scream into a pillow and complain about them all you want. But when you're at work doing customer service, mm-hmm. it's servicing the customers.
It was so bad. It was every time. I was like, why do we get the same person? She's so evil. Like, I asked for one drink. And she didn't even bring it to me. I just like, hey, can I grab my drink? She's like, oh, my God, like that. And I was like.
Yeah.
Seriously?
This is not the job for you, honey.
Yeah, so you need to go like work in like construction.
Yeah. Anything that doesn't have to do with the general public is good.
Go dig some holes. Lay some slabs or something.
If you can't just be nice to people.
Yeah, what? I didn't understand it. To see my wife's face, she was like.
I'm surprised she didn't say anything.
She was like, I'm going to tell her she needs to lose her attitude. And I was like, go ahead, I don't care. But she didn't. She wanted to, but
she becomes soft in her days.
I don't think, because I've seen Waiting, the movie, so I didn't want it to be like that. So I was
of course.
We're just going to shut our mouths and,
But that's what scares people. Like, it's one thing if you're saying something in a respectful manner, mm-hmm. you're like, hey, listen, I'm just asking for something that you should be able to provide to me, without any issues.
She could have went, oh, I forgot.
Or like, are you having a bad day? Yeah. Like, are you having a bad day? Because everybody has bad days, but please.
Stop it.
When it's the same person every day, doing the same thing every day,
yeah,
it's not a bad day.
I just wanted to take her hand and go, grow up.
Just some people are just miserable.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's a lot of miserable people. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it.
Like, everything is a downer, too. Like, mm-hmm. everything that you talk about, they're like, well, there's this, that. They bring you down from what you're talking about.
Yep.
And you're like, you're all excited about it, and they're like, yeah, but then there's... And you're like, really? I'm never coming to you again to tell you my good news.
I'm never letting you cut my hair.
I'm never coming to you to tell you my good news again.
I hate people that
I bought
that.
A house. Yeah, but then there's taxes, and there's this, and
water
then you have
bill.
To fix your roof.
You're going to have to mow your own lawn.
You have to mow your lawn, and... You're like, okay, yeah, I know all that, but when I went out there to buy a house,
I mean,
like,
congratulations would have been nice.
All you could have said is, happy for you.
Yeah, dude, that's the best. Oh, and then you're going to have to plow your own driveway. That's stupid.
Yeah, like, I didn't know I had to do all these things when I went out buying a house. You know, yeah. Like, of course, I already thought of all that.
You're going to hire people to do that. That's fun.
That's why
they
I'm
waste
like,
more money.
People are like that. I'm like, okay. Okay.
Or the ones that like to one-up you. I hate that. God, it's so stupid. Like, yeah, I hurt my arm the other day. Yeah, you know what I did to my shoulder? It's like, it's really
Yeah.
Okay, I get it, but I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, I did this or I did that, and then they, or even like accomplishment wise.
Yeah.
Like you accomplish something and you want to tell somebody, and that person is like, yeah, well, I have 16, I have 16 certifications in that, and I'm so much better to you than you are at that. Then, so
I'm like, good for like, you. Here's the golf
You're going to have to do so much learning. Okay. Thanks for the encouragement.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for, you know, sticking by me or backing me up or, yeah.
Like when I did, I can't remember when I did something. Oh, when I won the award for best customer service.
Yeah.
At, you know, Dollar Sergeant. I won it and everyone's like, well, mine was better. I got more percentage. And I'm like.
Dollar Captain.
Oh, all right. Like I care like that.
Right.
And she's like, well, I was number one. I was like, well, you want to know something? She's like, well, I was like.
Here's, yeah, I'm happy for you on the inside.
Yeah. The outside's really telling you. Anyways.
Back off.
You can go over there.
Yeah, that's crappy.
Shoo.
You know, it's like it's because their ego.
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's because you win something. Somebody else is doing something that they may have done or wanted to do, and their ego is, like, smushed.
Yeah.
So they have to make it bigger.
Oh, it's so annoying.
I hate people. Like, I don't hate people, but I hate when people do that.
Yeah, I don't hate people. Sometimes. But anyways.
I guess
I hate when
depends.
People do that, yeah. It's just, it was so obnoxious. Because I got third place, whoop-de-doo-da, but it was 97%.
Yeah.
So that's pretty
but
good.
But it's still an accomplishment.
Yeah. And it was like, and somebody said something like, well, I should have won it, not you. I was like, yeah, but I'm funnier than you.
Well, you didn't, so.
Yeah, I should have said, yeah, look what I got. You didn't win.
Well, I guess you should have went into the office with, never mind.
Yeah, maybe you should have, well, I got to go.
Nah.
I can't say that on the air.
Maybe you should have had a meeting.
Yeah, maybe you should have, like, can you make it, like, 97.5%?
Yeah. So, 0.1. So, 97.1%.
Yeah. So Chuck loses.
0.1.
Yeah, 97.05, something.
Yeah. just so that I get one sliver ahead.
Just so I can go, ah-ha-ha! Ha-ha-ha! Did you ever get backhanded before? Watch. Really? Watch this.
That reminded me of the of white chicks just now.
Oh God! Oh, making my way downtown, walking fast. Oh, I hate that! I hate that song. I hate that song. Every time I hear it, I'm like, ugh. And they're like, yeah, they're trying to sing it.
Yeah, I know. It was funny.
It was so awesome.
And then what's his name? The one that is hosting. What does he host American Idol now? Or
oh, Ryan Seacrest?
No, not Ryan Seacrest. The other guy.
Oh,
the black guy.
Yeah,
I forgot his name.
Tony Cruz.
Cruz, yeah.
He's on America's Got Talent now.
Oh, it's America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was in there, he was in White Chicks singing.
He was like.
He was doing that. He was singing the whole thing.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I love this song. I'm like, oh, my God.
At the end, especially when they like take off, like, when they figure out that their masks are just silicone or whatever they are, and he's like, "You mean to tell me you're not white?" Because he was all like, "He's like, yeah, I'm a dude," and he's like, "You're not white." I thought that was great.
When he's in Click.
Yeah.
When he's singing this, everyone, he's like.
Yeah, I know. And he sticks his tongue out, too. Yeah, he's
and then, Adam Sandler's like.
I know. Yeah.
He's just like.
It's muted. Yep. So great. He's a funny guy.
He's awesome. I'd like to meet that guy.
Like, I guess you'll have to go to America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. I do. But I don't think I can do what I say on stage. So, to like, yeah.
Just stand there with like, the microphone, like,
Like, I'm Chuck, and I'm a stand up comic.
What?
Simon would be like,
that was awful.
That was awful. It was terrible. You should never sing.
Terrible. Awful.
Awful. I thought it was really terrible. Imagine Christopher Walken.
Oh, I'm going to save that for later.
Christopher Walken would be great.
You would.
He'd be like, well, I was watching, and I think you're stupid.
I think you need some work.
You need work. A lot of it. You're not even funny. You have no brains. Get off the stage. Go practice. Be like, what? People be like, man.
What? What did he whisper?
What did he say? What are you saying over there? You're stupid. And your face is scaring me. I don't like it. You smell. You smell like goat.
Makes me wonder what he would say.
Oh, he would be evil. I know he would be. I don't know how. I just think he would not be nice about it. He seems like a nice guy, but I think if you aggravate him enough, he's gonna be like tell you how it is, whether you like want to hear it or not. Like Howie Mandel does, and he's like, "Well, I mean, it was okay." And it's like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, "Boo! Why are you booing me?"
Yeah. He's like, he's being honest.
There's been a few. Like when I watched America's Got Talent, so like some of the dancing, I think it's great, but some of them I've watched were very mediocre.
Yeah,
and I'm just sitting there going, Howie's gonna be like, I can just see it on his face, and now all of a sudden Howie's like, I mean, it wasn't spectacular. Well, I was like, yeah, boo. What do you mean booing him for? If I said the same thing, you know it stinks,
right?
But then everyone's like, we're gonna give you a yes because you're amazing. Figures. But the funny thing was Simon didn't even really like it. He was like, I mean, it was good, but it didn't catch me. But I mean, I'll give you a yes, give you one more chance. And I'm like, I wouldn't have gave you a yes, I'd have said no. People are probably like, you're so mean, why would you do that? Because I'm super nice and I'm really nice. And stuff.
Super.
My name's Chuck.
My name is Chantel.
Chantel will be on in that panel. That'd be even better. I mean, it was really good, but I can dance better than you guys. You're not even that great. I need Chantel. I got Speedos. No.
Nope. Uh-uh.
I do want to play that song so bad. I can't.
Bad idea.
I can't do it.
Wait, what song?
I did the Chantel
song. Oh, yeah,
song,
yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like her, like how I do it like that. It sounds just like her.
Does it?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, but I hate it when it goes... It goes into that voice, and then it drops into it. Then it goes into a higher pitched voice where it's like, it goes, my name's Chantel. And then it goes, my name's Chantel. Like,
backup singers.
Yeah, basically. I was like, we'll just use it as backup singers.
CDS Exorcist. Oh, I got it. That's the line you got to work on.
Oh, which one?
Seen the Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every time. Every single time I see it.
Oh, man. I've seen The Exorcist 167 times. How was it? How many times?
167 times.
I've seen The Exorcist 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Now, what do you think? Am I qualified?
That's funny.
Oh.
I got to find the whole thing.
Yeah, we got to do that. You can Bluetooth it. It'll sound better.
You can put it on Bluetooth. No, I'm
kidding. Hold on. It's the... Let me find it. There, I'm gonna look this up.
Hey, we shop at the same store. He's like, quick, quick, quick.
Here it is. But I don't have the video, but I have. Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I've lived through the Black Plague and had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified? So funny.
I like when he goes, I attended Juilliard.
Yeah. Oh, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I traveled quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague and had a pretty good time during that.
Oh, that's so freaking funny.
Because he got... Oh, wait. I got it.
You got the video?
I do.
Ha-ha!
I'll just send it. Well,
you can just put it on that if you want to, the BO6 Plus.
Let's see.
Let's connect, Pete. Why is this on? Why didn't even turn it on? Jesus. Glad we didn't hear that in Bluetooth, because the dude was swearing like crazy.
Ooh, yeah, that wouldn't have been good.
That would have been a bad time.
What's it called? The thing over there?
BO6 Plus.
If it finds it.
If it finds it. Bluetoothy.
It's looking.
Every single time I see it. And it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. So what do you think?
I'm like, well, is it fine? Is it looking? Like,
maybe I have to press a button.
I think so. I'll try. It's looking.
That's looking.
Looking for you.
That's looking. That's a new word for the chillinary, looking.
Lurking.
It's lurking.
It's lurking for you.
It's lurking. Hey, guys. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Why does it keep connecting me? I don't want to be connected. It's connecting.
I see your name there, S23. Chuck's S23 I could connect to.
I took it off there because mine was connected. Why does it keep connecting? Stop.
I don't know, but I could connect to your phone. Isn't that funny?
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't know you could connect to other people's phone. You can do that?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, then.
That's nice.
Just turn your Bluetooth off.
I did. What? See, I hate this thing sometimes.
Yeah, we're just sitting here, and you know, in the studio, just having technical difficulties.
Don't mind us; we're still talking.
What will happen if I connect to you? No, because then.
Okay, Julio, right here. He goes, "Yay, go Chuck and Billy!" And he goes, "Dang you, Chuck!" Because we talk about him.
Oh yeah.
Julia, you're the coolest.
Julia,
I really think you're like the nicest saying. Person ever. And it's really cool that Chuck is work with you. My name's Chantel. I want to see if he says something.
Even Chantel said hi.
Julia, I think you're really cool. And like, never met you, but I think you're cool.
I like never met you, but you're cool.
You're so cool because I've never met you. My name's Chantel, and I'm really cool too.
Picking it up.
You should meet me too because I'm cool.
Yeah, you should meet me too because I'm so cool.
I have my Starbucks with my caramel macchiato. Macchiato. Caramel macchiato.
Moto.
Macchiato. Moto. Yamaha!
Suzuki!
Honda! Hyundai! Hyundai, stupid.
It's Hyundai.
It's a Hyundai.
I've heard so many different ways of saying
it. Oh, I hate when people do it. They're like, Hyundai?
Hyundai.
What was the one I heard?
Hyundai.
They said Hyundai, and I was like,
a what?
A Hawaii?
Hawaii?
A Hawaii?
Kia?
A Hawa?
Kia.
Kia.
Rolls Royce.
You got to do the Kia.
Oh, man, it was so funny. That lady was funny.
Oh, she's great. She's like Chrysler.
She had a Kia van or something.
Yeah.
And she was copying the Rolls Royce commercial.
Dude, I want to do that.
Rolls Royce.
I want to be like, Kia.
And she's like, Kia. It goes to the hubcaps and they're like plastic, so it's like and then the roof of the car on the inside is like scratchy.
Yeah. She's like, Kia.
And when she compares to the other one. And the lady in the Rolls Royce pulls out this nice, like, umbrella. She goes and finds Like a beach umbrella. Yeah. Yeah. She goes to the back seat and pushes all the stuff aside.
Like garbage she's throwing at everyone. She's like,
she finds the beach umbrella, which is broken, and opens it up. Goes, Kia. Kia. I really love that one. It's so funny.
We should do that. Remake it.
Oh, if I think I saved it. I just don't know where.
I just want to do it. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Maybe.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We're back. I did a magic trick. Billy disappeared. Ta-da! I'm going to bring him back. Hang on. Give me a couple minutes because my hands hurt from doing all that magic stuff. I was doing my spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers. Yeah, I couldn't cheerlead if you paid me. Dude, I would break a hip. I'd be like, oh, let's do this, girls. One, two. How do you spell that again? Cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Cheese. There he is. Ta-da. Did it. All
right. Probably could hear me in the back anyway.
No, I couldn't hear anything. I know that thing's crazy, but before you showed up, I was like, g-g-g-g-g-g. I was like, oh, that's going to be fun.
Oh, boy.
It sounds so nice. Sound like Julio.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Julio.
Julio, are you going to answer me? My name's Chantal. You're really making me angry. And my Starbucks is getting cold.
So it says it's connected.
Nope, hang on. Let me put it on here.
And we found.
There you go.
And we found it. Hold on.
My wife and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead. Shoot.
For instance, what are your qualifications?
Hang on. I attended Juilliard.
I can hear you.
I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively.
That's probably because it's on the, just coming from here.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah.
So I can hear it perfectly on my speakers.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll show you.
I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
You think qualified?
Can you be scary?
No, where can I be scary?
Oh, I know what you're asking me. Can it be scary? What do you think of this?
Dude, I gotta pick on Julio, dude. I gotta pick on him, okay?
Uh-oh.
He has never seen Beetlejuice.
What?
No. He's never seen. Well, he was born in like 93. I think he said 93. I could be wrong. But he's never seen Beetlejuice, and I showed him. I was like, dude, you gotta watch it. It's so funny. I was like, two, I didn't really care for, but one was the best. And I was like, you gotta watch. He was like, when was it made? I was like, 1988. He was like, that's old. I was like, knock it off. What do you mean? Oh, that's mean. I'm telling. You're in trouble, Mr. Poopy Pants.
Listen, we can't help it that we saw. Do you know what movie I found the other day?
What? Oh, God.
The Purple People Eater.
Oh, God.
From, 1986 or something like that?
86?
I think it was in 86. Purple People Eater.
I remember what it is. I just don't remember when it was made.
I couldn't believe it, because I used to watch it when I was a kid all the time.
Yeah.
The Purple People Eater, yeah.
I used to watch Breakfast Club all the time. I still watch it.
Well, yeah.
I love that movie.
Well, that's a classic.
Oh, I love that. Screws fall all the time. It's an imperfect place. You want me to knock it out of you? Do you want another one? Yes. That's another. You want to keep going? Yes.
Yes.
My shorts. That's another. How many is that? He's like, how many is that? He's like, and then
what's his face? Goes, it's 7. He goes, it's 8. Shut up. He's like, no, it's 7, sir, because you came in here, you told him the first time and he had another one, and then you just did it 6 more times. He's like, shut up, kid. It's 8. Like, dang. Imagine having a guy like that. No. If he ever threatened me like that, like he did in the gut.
1,000 miles. Sorry.
I still won't ever forget this, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the way downtown, walking fast, faces pasted.
And I need you.
And I need you.
And I need you.
And I was wondering
if I was found in the sky. Do you think time would pass me by?
You gotta be dying.
I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you.
You are.
No one will ever forget that song.
Nope.
People listening now are like, where do they find these idiots? These idiots are really on the radio?
Every single time I find a song that's AI, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, that he sings, I send it to you. I can't help it.
Oh, it's so funny. Dude, It's like, I know people are thinking, where do they find these idiots? Why are they? How do they even get on the radio? These people over here are probably thinking the same thing.
Oh, I know.
They're like, yeah, we're thinking the same thing. Why did we ever do this? Like, the entire community is like, oh, God, they're still on.
Oh, wait, didn't we do Party in the USA, too?
Oh, God, yes. That was fun. We laughed so hard, dude. That was
wicked funny.
Julio, this song's for you. We hope you like it.
Sings Party in the USA.
LAX.
The dream in the car again. Jump in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. Look at me turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. The room is pressure and I'm nervous. That's what it's like to my turn on the radio.
Radio.
Radio. The crazy song was I. The crazy song was I. So I put my hands
on the radio right now.
The butterflies fly away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We hope you enjoyed that, Julio.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's just for you. Oh, man.
Julio.
Julio. Julio. I have a friend named Julio.
I got a friend named Julio.
My name is Brad. Hi, my name is Brad, and I have a sweater around my neck.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, which one's that? Imagine we did Ice Ice Baby.
Put those cookies down.
Oh,
tornado in Palma. Get JB the Turbo Man now. Wife's gonna be mad.
I said he died.
Get the chocolate butter, put it down. No, put those cookies down. Is it for me? You better listen for me. You just do that, listen for me.
Get
JB back to
the man. Oh my God, I'm crying, man.
Inform,
I'm crying on screen.
Get the chocolate butter, put it down. No, put those cookies down.
Oh my God. Oh, that's the best. Oh, that's the best one. I don't care. That's the best one. The cookie. Put the cookies down. Get to the chopper. Get to the cookies.
Put the cookies down and get in the chopper.
Put the cookies down and get in the chopper.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm dying. My jaw hurts.
I know. My cheeks are hurting a little bit.
Well, Julio, we hope you enjoyed that. But anyways, he's probably dying in there.
That was funny. That's probably, I haven't heard that one.
Oh
so
my God, that's great.
I heard it the same time you did just now. Oh, so man. For the first time.
Dude, I have tears. I'm telling you. Like literal tears.
That was funny.
Put that cookies down.
That's the part that got me.
I lost it.
I was thinking, put the cookies down. Oh, man.
Put the cookies down. It's probably what he says to his kids.
Yeah.
Put down the cookies. Where's the milk?
Put the cookies down and get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper. Get in the Cadillac. Put the cookies down. No snack pack. Put the snack back down. That would have been pretty cool. Instead of cookies. Put the snack back down. No pudding for you. Oh, if I could do Arnold's voice, dude, I'd have so much fun.
It would be so funny.
Oh, I got to practice. I really got to practice.
Got to find like more songs that he could do.
God, dude. So funny. I wish there was, I always say it, I wish there was Christopher Walken ones. Dude,
that would be funny too.
That would be so funny. You gotta put the cookies down. Inform a jigga jigga jigga. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm saying. But inform a ice ice baby. Ding 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 diddle ding ding. See, if Arnold did that, it would be like dang 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 diddle ding ding. Ice ice baby.
All those times at night when you just hurt me and just ran out with that other fella. Baby, I knew about it.
Oh,
I just didn't care.
Gear.
You just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. I'm not out to go
this
out
for all
and
the,
you.
This is for all the ladies right. Out there.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you anyway. I'm still going to be here for you till my dying day, baby.
We
right now. I'm just in so much pain, baby, because you just will come back to me.
You will you?
Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lovely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel pain. Baby, please.
This time is
Jesus, it's horrible. It's so funny.
Baby, just don't let me down.
Of glory.
I don't know what to do with the bridge.
It's out.
I belong to you.
The bridge is down. Oh my God.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. Like, I can't normally find too many.
I don't know how I'm going to work today. I'm going to go back because I'm crying. People are like, are you okay? I was like, I had a sad moment on my show. Oh, this would be the Arnold Schwarzenegger show today. I love it.
He's far, far away. Behind the moon.
Behind the moon.
Beyond the rain.
Beyond the rain.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The video's even funnier.
Oh, God. Is it him dressing Dorothy?
I knew it.
Dude, if we could post that up there, it'd be great.
I know.
And then we just kind of click off and like, there you go. You get to watch it too. We should do that.
Oh, why?
What if we could do that?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
We should, because there's a Bluetooth for that. We could just be like, click. You get to watch somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. That's hilarious. You got to see if there's a nice ice baby one of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dude, I would die. I would literally die right here.
Words like violence break the silence. Crashing in into my little world. Painful to me. Pierce right through me.
There's people like listening to that. Listen to us going, oh my God, these guys are so dumb.
In my arms.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I haven't heard it before, so I'm like, Oh, that's hilarious.
That's great.
What? I have heard Careless Whispers that Arnold Schwarzenegger did.
Careless Whisper. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't want to die. I sometimes wish I'd never.
We heard that one. I found it.
Hello.
I found it. Hang on.
What'd you find? What do you mean?
Hang on.
Yo, honey! Let's kick it! Ice, ice, baby! Ice, ice, baby! All right, stop! Collaborate and listen! I suspect from my brand new invention something grips a hold of me tightly, feel like a harpoon till it will it ever stop, yo! I don't know!
Yo!
The lights and I'll glow to the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal, light up a stage and watch the jump like a candle.
Dance!
Feeling your brain like a bullet is mushroom deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the bass is a felony. Learners to live it, you better gain weight. Better
way.
The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook on my DJ revolves it. Ice, baby.
Dude, that's the best.
I still think that the him doing snow was...
That's the best.
And I remember growing up, like, that was a big deal. That was a big deal song. Like, everybody loved that song.
Everybody was like...
And Bama.
Didn't even know what he said.
No. Like, exactly what Arnold... Like, exactly what Arnold said.
Yeah.
Put the tornado in time.
That's all I thought it was.
Yeah. Put the cookie down.
In form, get to chat about to put it down. No, put those cookies down. Is it for me? You
put the cookie down.
I know. Oh my God.
Sorry, we're making it the Arnold show for this last hour.
I know, oh
we
man.
I'm going to rise up till now. Tonight the bed shows me how.
It's in my cause.
My loneliness
calls. That's so funny.
My God. That's great. This one's my favorite.
That's my favorite, dude.
Yeah. What in the world? Like, I don't even know what this is going to sound like.
What?
The world brought to you by Yakko Schwarzenegger! United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic of Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland. And
this Germany was the Animaniacs.
Switzerland, Austria, yeah. Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey, and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq, and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium, and Portugal, France, England, Denmark, and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan, Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, then China, Korea, Japan, Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, the Borneo, and Vietnam, Tunisia, Morocco.
Hey, at least you're learning something. That's all the countries in the world.
Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana, Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, and Benin, Gabon. Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, Tanzania. Sierra Leone, and Algeria, Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Cambodia, Ethiopia, Guinea-Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Bahrain, Cayman, Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Fiji, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.
Here you go.
Just saying.
The way I like you. I was wondering if you would be my girl. Guys.
What's he doing? Oh, is this the Thriller? This is Michael Jack.
Oh man, why'd it do that? Oh, that's
when he was
terrible.
Switching?
Yeah, that was terrible.
That's funny.
Ow.
Hey, would you be my girlfriend?
You'd be my girlfriend.
Can we get to the chopper?
It'd be awesome if we get him on the show.
It would be.
He's so
Vanessa cool. Carlton.
Who's that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Oh, that was. That's who does 1,000 miles, dude.
Oh, there you go. Wait, here you go. If anyone's seen the Michael Jackson movie, it's amazing.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm just watching the video.
She was big on the workout scene. Hot yoga queen.
Not even it, dude. Come on. It's terrible.
I am the one.
I'm the one. Up and down.
Up and down. That's so hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new Michael Jackson movie is called Michael, right?
Yeah.
And it's his nephew that plays him or something?
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah, I heard. I heard it was really,
I
really
think
good.
From what I've read, I'm not saying it's true, but it's supposed to be a three-part movie.
Uh-huh.
So the first one, which is this one, is over. There's going to be a second part where he makes, remakes all his his newer albums, like Man in the Mirror and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then it just gets to the point where everything happened after that, where he changes his face and just, everything.
Yeah.
But I don't think they could have put all that in one movie.
Probably not. It's in the name. There's so much to do.
Yeah, there's too much.
Look, if you had, one shot. Or maybe you had one opportunity.
Or maybe you had one opportunity.
You had one moment and you would get to the chopper.
And you would get to the chopper.
Would you capture it and let's go? Would you solely slip and let him go? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. He's farming on his sweater already. It's mom's spaghetti. His neck is
mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. Put the cookies down.
But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd, oh, so loud. He opens his mouth.
It's so, he go to the chopper.
He's joking. The chopper.
Everybody's joking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Blow. Step back to reality.
Oh, back to reality.
That's funny. That beginning was really funny.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the funniest part.
Just so you know, we don't do this all the time.
No, we don't.
Don't get all like, oh my God, this is what it's going to be. I'm so angry. Someone's probably drinking their Starbucks getting all upset right now.
No, come on. They're probably laughing.
They're like, this is stupid. We got to remember the ones that are act like Chantel.
With a bit of rock music. Everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance.
No, dance.
And when you get the chance,
get the chance.
You are the dancing queen. Dance with all the 17.
The dancing queen.
Dancing queen. Feel the beat from the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life.
I
see that girl, watch the same thing in the dancing queen.
Oh my God.
That's the guy. The guy's doing it himself. That's awesome.
He's wicked awesome.
This guy. He's doing it himself.
Oh, that's amazing. He's funny, too.
Yeah. These are just videos that I found. Like, last time I looked for anything Arnold Schwarzenegger, I couldn't find anything. I literally couldn't find anything.
Never?
No, I couldn't.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I could find just the normal stuff, but like I never found any of that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger sings Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, that's the one I tried to play. I was playing it, and I was like, "When is he gonna do it?" And it was going like, it, you know, there was just them sitting in the studio,
yeah,
and talking. And then I don't know. I was like, I'm turning it off because I can't figure out. I don't know when he's gonna start.
Like, what's going on, man?
But I did see that, and I was gonna play it.
That's funny. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, that's somebody I used to know.
Oh, my God. This is the best ever. Let's see.
Well, anyways.
Yeah, well, anyways, we're all quiet now.
I know, like, for silence. Just a second, just because we're looking.
Like, huh? Where'd they go?
We just had one little, you know, typically we never have any radio silence, but for a second there, we're both looking at these videos like, oh my gosh.
Except for our first show.
Yeah, because, yeah, that was technical, though. That wasn't us.
Yeah, we're like clicking.
Well, it was kind of, but it wasn't us.
No.
Like just now.
Pig vomit.
Like but just like just yeah, just like just now it was us. We're just
we're just like
you can hear us breathing.
Okay, we're done.
It's like when you get a prank call.
What are you wearing? Well, right now I got a whole bunch of smart food all over me.
What am I wearing? Ritz.
Cheez-Its.
What am I wearing? Cheez-Its. And pizza.
Extra bacon flavor. I smell
the Baconator Cheez-Its.
I smell like garlic and Parmesan.
I'm wearing Gouda Cheez-Its.
Gouda Cheez-Its.
Gouda. Smoked Gouda Cheez-Its.
Smoked them.
No, I didn't even open the box yet.
They just smell good, don't they?
They do. They actually taste really good.
Yeah. Can you smell them through the phone? The dude would hang up immediately like, I'm done. Then I'd call them back.
There are some really good pranksters, the phone call pranksters. Like, they'll prank people who are calling to try and get money from you or whatever. Like fake telemarketers and stuff. They're trying to scam you, scam artists. So they, like, scam them. It's really funny. But they don't scam them out of, like, money or anything. They just scam them. Like, they'll call, and then this one lady has this voice that sounds just like Alexa, and she's like, you have reached blah, 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 blah. Please state your name and order of business after the tone.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's like the person on the other line is like, hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, are you a dog?
Who are you calling for? What do you do? So anyways. Oops.
So anyways, it's almost time.
I don't know.
I'm just going to put our little music on a little bit. Why are you not playing? Don't argue with me. So say. Ha. There it is. All right, we're all done. Sorry we played Arnold Schwarzenegger for you, but I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I think it was funny.
That was funny. I was dying. I was crying. But anyways. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield, WSBR 88.1. Yeah, whatever.
88.1 in Lee.
You said that way too fast. Have a good night, guys. Good day, whatever. Merry Christmas.